WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Last week, an agreement in principle was announced keeping A&M home football games at Kyle Field during a multi-year expansion project. College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz expects negotiations will be more complicated than the 2 years it took to reach a deal with the City of Bryan to establish the biomedical corridor.
What we're giving and what we're asking for is a much bigger thing. It's not so much of a sharing. It's a, we'll give you this if you give us that. And it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. I hope to be a part of some of those negotiations once it gets down to facilities and things like that, because I did do a lot with Texas A&M when I worked at the Chamber and did a lot of events at Reed Arena and various other places.
The Kyle Field agreement involving the Twin Cities, Brazos County, A&M, and the A&M system has to be worked out by the May meeting of the Board of Regents. There's been a change in new attendance zones proposed for incoming students at Bryan and Rudder High Schools. The updated map will be considered for final action tonight by the Bryan School Board. The new map, which you can see on our website at WTAW.com, came during a meeting Thursday night with members of a community committee. Spokesman James Edge says when administrators reexamined where students live, they concluded not enough had been moved from Bryan High to Rudder to make both schools 4A for UIL purposes.
There seems to be kind of a consensus that this is something that needs to be done, both from the perspective of, you know, something that's good for the students, you know, keep these kids from having to come home at 2 in the morning, you know, and then have to get up the next morning and go to school after doing their homework till 4.
Edge says the committee voted 20-3 on a map where new students to Rudder will include those who live in the Steep Hollow area south and west of the intersection of FM 1179 and FM 2038, along with some near downtown Bryan.
And the line is actually a much cleaner line. The map that will ultimately be recommended, even though it's obviously it's not a perfectly straight line, it's about as straight a line as you can do and use the type of data to and neighborhood information to get this thing done.
Tonight's special meeting of the BISD trustees starts at 6. Members of the Texas Senate now have their committee assignments. Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district covers Brazos and most surrounding counties, is the vice chairman of government organization. Schwertner, a sixth-generation farmer who is also a surgeon, was named to the Agriculture and Health and Human Services Committees, along with Criminal Justice. In the meantime, members of the Texas House are still waiting. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station hopes to be named to Energy, Natural Resources, Environmental Regulation, and or agriculture. John Rainey of Bryan hopes assignments will be announced by the end of this week.
That's hope. I don't really know exactly when it'll all be done. It takes a lot of time for the speaker to go through that.
Entering his first full term, Rainey feels good about getting significant appointments because of his relationship with House Speaker Joe Strauss. Last week, while President Barack Obama outlined his handgun initiative, Texas Senator Brian Birdwell filed a bill allowing concealed carrying of arms on public university property, which Cassell says looks like a step in the right direction. Cassell says he's a big supporter of concealed carry.
I've read part of Senator Birdwell's bill at this point, and there's a lot of opportunity for the campuses to dictate how that works. But, you know, at first read, you know, it's something that I could get behind very easily, you know. To be 21 years old to carry or have a concealed carry. So you're talking about a limited number of people carrying on campus, including professors, seniors, and grad students.
Cassell says he still needs to read the entire bill, but at first glance, he sees no problem with it. And if it's all it seems to be, he'll vote for it if given the opportunity. And after a shaky year due to battling cancer and other health issues, Bryan's Ronnie Jackson is back working full-time as the neighborhood and youth services manager. Jackson says being diagnosed with cancer is something no one ever expects, and the experience humbles you because it makes you so vulnerable.
You certainly have to depend on the leadership and the wisdom of your medical team, but at some point in time, you have to lean on prayer and you have to lean on your faith. And that's the one thing that I think it really, really got me in touch with, because I knew things were out of my control and I had to put it in the hands of the good Lord and trust Him to decide why was I singled out for this burden.
Jackson says although at first he was angry, hurt, and scared, he now realizes how blessed he is, and he feels stronger than he's felt since he was originally diagnosed. WTAW News time is 7:10. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Is spending more time with family and friends on your list of New Year's resolutions? If only you had more time. By calling the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you can. Molly Maid will customize a plan that fits your needs, budget, and schedule. Start your year off right. Enjoy coming home to the clean you can trust. So what are you waiting for? Call 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Being retired doesn't mean you're tired of being active, so now is a good time to contact Homestead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers, giving you the perfect opportunity to make a difference in someone else's life. For more information, click on homestead.com/BCS.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure's in control. It'll produce sunshine for today. We'll find temperatures somewhere between 60 and 65. We're likely to be partly sunny through the morning and then mostly sunny this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 45 to 50. Some sun tomorrow, high 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy near 50 degrees. Lots of clouds Wednesday. There could be a shower or two. Highs on Wednesday between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Super Bowl XLVII is set with two teams. We'll tell you who they are coming up in just a bit. A&M women's basketball did very well against rated opponents this weekend. And more coming up to boot.
Okay, if you could continue to refer to it that way, I would much prefer that.
XLVII?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because next year, it's going to be XLVIII, right?
Correct.
So, I mean, that'll be long.
Yes.
You know, all the field painters are going to have to work extra hard on that.
Great googly mooglies.
That's right. And it's the Harbaugh Bowl?
The Harbaugh.
That's right. Okay. See, I want to get all this done out of the way. I want it done early so that people already know this when they hear it sometime.
Do you want me to find Sly and the Family Stone again?
No, no. It's okay. Super Bowl will be played at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans a week from Sunday. Now, what I would find interesting, and I don't know, I remember when the Super Bowl was held in Houston, that all the courtesy cars were Cadillac Escalades, okay? So now, if it's being held in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, are all the courtesy cars going to be Mercedes?
I would bet you they are.
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure how that works out. Because of the February 3rd date of Super Bowl XVII, whatever it is.
XLVII.
That's the one. The 2013 Mardi Gras calendar in Orleans Parish will be changed. Parades that were scheduled for February 3rd and before will likely move ahead 1 week. The same occurred back in 2002 when the September 11 attacks caused a one-week delay in the 2001 NFL season, resulting in Super Bowl 36 falling within the Mardi Gras calendar as well. This will be the 10th time that New Orleans has hosted the Super Bowl. Someone will ask you that today or between now and the next 2 weeks.
Sure they will.
Don't give them the fact. Let them ask the question, and then you win some prize from them. I mean, isn't that how you should do that?
I don't have an issue with that at all.
Take the information and just hold on to it. And then you can just very casually drink from your cup of coffee and go, well, of course, this is the 10th time. Everybody knows that.
And it's extra large.
Yeah.
Number 7.
There you go. Okay.
Which sounds like an order from Starbucks.
It does. Or Sonic. I'm not sure which.
I'll have the extra large 7,
yeah,
please.
Really. Beyonce was chosen in October as the headline performer for the halftime. She will be reunited with Destiny's Child and Jay-Z. That would be Beyonce's husband, I think, as most all of us know.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like, you didn't know that until you read
it. That's right. You're true. That's very, very true. Alicia Keys will sing the national anthem. In a survey of football fans, 73% of the people who would spend up to $1,000 for a pair of scalped 50-yard line tickets. Hello, you can't get a single ticket on the 50-yard line for $1,000,
no.
But fine, we're glad to know that you'd lowball somebody if you got a chance to. All right. I think that's all the facts we have.
I don't think I would do that.
What?
I've never seen a Super Bowl, but I don't believe I would spend even close to that amount.
We gave away tickets to the Super Bowl one year.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. I want to say it was Richard Smith, and I'm trying to remember if he was the state rep at that time or not, but he is the one who provided the tickets for us, as
really?
A matter of fact. Yep, he did. So anyway, so we've given tickets away to the Super Bowl. My thought is we won't be giving any away this year unless something's going on that I haven't heard about, but anyhow. Remember, it'll be on television, so you can see it if you want. Just saying.
You think?
Yeah, really. So, a couple of cars sold over the weekend that were kind of interesting.
The Batmobile.
Batmobile. $4.2 million.
Which Batmobile?
The original.
The TV. The TV one. Yeah.
Okay, so from the 60s?
Yeah. Barrett Jackson.
The good one.
Yeah, Barrett Jackson, who does all those. They show those on TV, the auto auctions sometimes.
I watch.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I'm with you. I'm with you. I can see that.
It's better than a lot of other quote-unquote quality programming.
Yeah, really. That's true.
Particular car.
Yeah.
Do you have the story how it ended up?
No.
They went back and forth. There's these two guys, and they just wouldn't quit.
Is that right?
And they finally looked at each other and went, okay, this is stupid. We'll flip a coin.
Oh.
And whoever wins this coin toss, because I think they were both sitting there just saying, I'm going to spend whatever I need to because I want that car.
Okay, so now, but I mean, at what increment were they moving up? Do you have any idea?
I saw the tail end of it, and it was just the flip of the coin that I caught.
Oh,
and
okay.
One guy won and said, okay, I won't bid anymore.
Because, I mean, if you're at 4.2 and you're the auctioneer, I think you want to be moving up in increments of 100,000 if you could, but maybe like 10,000 at a time. But
I'm curious, who did the money go to? Like, who was
Barrett
selling
Jackson
it?
And the guy that owned the car.
They get Barrett Jackson gets a percentage, and whoever owned the car, which I don't know that we knew that. Did we know?
Had the guy that built it there, but that was not who had owned it, I don't think.
And again, I saw a story on it. I forget what the chassis was, but it was like a Mercury Monarch or something like that.
Yeah.
Some kind of a deal that he built it on. But anyway, well, that's kind of fun.
There were several hot rides, though.
Well, again, look, Barrett Jackson doesn't bring any clunkers with rust spots in, okay? you don't have to put a coat hanger on there, hold a muffler on with their stuff. A 2014 Corvette Chevrolet Stingray, or Chevrolet Corvette, I guess it should say, with a VIN number ending in 0001, has sold at auction for $1.1 million,
than
20 times.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Final bidder at the, again, Barrett Jackson auction, held Saturday in Scottsdale. NASCAR team owner and avid Corvette collector, Richard Hedrick. So I guess Barrett Jackson had their big wing ding this weekend then, huh?
They did. And one of the things they sold was the cutaway motor that they used on television.
Oh, really?
And it eventually went to the NASCAR Hall of Fame and signed by all the living members of the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Which is kind of cool. It only went for like $10,000
or $12,000. Huh. Okay. Where are the American Pickers guys? They could have gotten more than that.
I didn't see it. I didn't see them there at all.
You got to love minor league baseball. Let's hear it for the Florence Freedom. I'm guessing that's, where is that, Florence, Alabama? I'm not sure.
Probably not Italy.
No, probably not. The Florence Freedom planning to give the first 1,000 fans at their May 23rd home game Linnea Kakua bobbleheads. Discovered fake girlfriend of Manti Te'o. Florence, Kentucky. Okay, the Florence Freedom is an independent baseball team from Florence, Kentucky. From the Freedom's press release, quote, this will be the best kind of bobblehead a fan can get because now fans can make the bobblehead out of whatever they want it. Make it be anything they want. Yes, the boxes will be empty.
Love it.
Yeah. To add to the imaginary fun, section 115 will be blocked off and reserved only for fans to sit with their imaginary friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, or spouses, or maybe big fluffy animals.
That
I'm
happened
not sure.
At the Dallas Stars game.
Oh, is that right?
When they do the crowd shots, there's an empty seat.
Very good.
And they chroma keyed underneath exactly who it was.
Okay, and by the way, during the game, they will also have the kiss cam going, so you'll be able to kiss your invisible friend. That's what's so great about minor league baseball.
Minor league ball's
awesome. They have a good time. 7:20.
That's
all right.
Great.
Newark mayor and part-time action hero and U.S. Democrat Senate candidate now, Cory Booker, is prompting a jewelry line, promoting a jewelry line of bracelets made of melted gunmetal. It's called the Caliber Collection. According to the website for the Caliber Collection, you can buy brass or steel bracelets in a bangle or cuff style. All the metal comes from guns that were seized by the Newark Police Department or shell casings swept from crime scenes. Each bracelet has a serial number of a seized gun and the word Newark etched in its side.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find that now.
You've got to love that. The range in price from $150 to $375. The more expensive diamond will have diamonds embedded in the bracelet, and the proceeds will benefit the gun's buyback program. So there you are. It's the Caliber Collection, and congratulations to Cory Booker for coming up with that.
Are you going to actually see that at Douglas, perhaps?
No, not Douglas, because they'll be going out of business.
True.
But, yeah, there could be some other jewelry stores in town who might be doing that. Michelle Obama's got bangs now. See that? Hey, got that new haircut thing going on.
Bangs are very fashionable.
Yep, she unveiled the new hairdo on Friday. The haircut is adding to the excitement of what she'll be wearing at the inaugural ceremonies tonight. Because that's really important, you know. Yesterday's official swearing-in ceremony, the First Lady wore a deep blue dress and cardigan sweater. The Obama's daughters looked really cute. Malia wore a color-blocked royal blue and black dress. I have no idea what that means. Oh, I guess a blocks of color, maybe, with long sleeves. And Sasha wore a lace dress with a metallic belt. So, there you go. Here we go. Uh-huh.
The jewelry's boring.
Oh, it is? Oh.
Yeah.
What a shame. But, I mean, the fact that you could have Newark in there.
It looks like a key ring.
5-year-old girl in Pennsylvania suspended from school for making a terroristic threat when she allegedly threatened to shoot a classmate with a pink Hello Kitty soap bubble gun.
Oh, my gosh.
Once again, yes.
Yeah, because that's a real terrorist.
It is, there. Absolutely. Well, she's been suspended, by golly, allegedly threatening to shoot a classmate with the pink Hello Kitty soap bubble gun.
To make her eyes water because it's soap.
When will it end? How do we protect the children? Trees in Brazil's Amazon rainforest being fitted with mobile phones in an attempt to tackle illegal logging and deforestation.
So they can call when they're being cut down?
I'm not sure.
Is somebody out there listening to hear when they fall?
Devices
oh, nice.
Smaller. Yes, it is. Devices smaller than a pack of cards being attached to the trees to protect the area in this protected area to alert the officials once they are cut down and the logs are transported. The location data sent from sensors once the logs are within 20 miles of the mobile phone network to allow Brazil's environmental agency to stop the sale of the illegal lumber. So in other words, I guess it's not necessarily out in the forest where you know when it's cut down, but when you try to come in and market it, they got you.
Aha.
The technology, which is called Invisible Track, has a battery life of up to 1 year. That's what I was going to think is who's got to go around and recharge all the batteries on these things. You know, driving around in a big flatbed truck that's got a battery charger on it, and you got to plug it in. You got to find the right, you know, little outlet, make sure that you've got the right wire to do that. It will allow officials to track the trees in real time. So there you go. All right, U.S. Americans, I know you feel badly about yourself, and today we give you another opportunity to do so.
Awesome.
In a report from the Conference Board of Canada, it claims that Canada is, quote, an environmental laggard. Their word, environmental laggard, so they're calling themselves a laggard, but they are not alone. The study ranks Canada 15 out of 17 developed nations of environmental performance not doing their job. But even though they're 15th, they're ahead of U.S. America. And in last place is Australia. Well, hell, Australia can't get the fires out. How do you expect them to save lumber if they can't get the fires out? And once again, if there's a lot of smoke in the environment, that's not going to help. The bottom three also are the largest nations surveyed as far as terms of land mass, and all depend on natural resources for part of their economic output. Well, there you go. So, once again, we're not as good as the Canadians. They're better than we are, but we're better than the Australians. I'm thinking that could probably be true in any number of categories.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, good morning. It's 725. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Just as an aside, you need to probably be pretty happy that you're not up there in North Dakota and Minnesota and South Dakota and all that sort of stuff, because they got chill factors of 25 to 50 below zero this morning. We don't have anything near that. We got really nice weather. 67 for a high temperature today, about 45 tonight. Going to do the same thing tomorrow. Wednesday and Thursday will be in the 70s. In fact, on Thursday, 74 will be our high temperature. So enjoy that. No mention of rain in the forecast. May still be experiencing a little bit of fog in some areas this morning, so be aware of that. Right now, humidity is 96%. A little bit of fog, like I said, and it's 44.
Tired of leaving town to attend meetings? The Brazos County Expo is waiting to host your next event, located in the heart of the Brazos Valley and in the center of the Metropolitan Triangle. We can accommodate any size group up to a 2,500-person conference. Interested in a trade show? We can handle that, too, up to 150 booths. Host your meetings right here at home at the Brazos County Expo. Let our experts help plan your next meeting. Visit BrazosCountyExpo.com. They're your meetings, too. Bring it home to the Brazos County Expo.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
According to a new AP poll, Americans were angrier about the Sandy Hook shootings than they were about 9/11. AP says that 75% of you were deeply angry after the school massacre. A University of Chicago poll after 9/11 showed that only 65% of you were deeply angry over those attacks. Now, I imagine many of you find it unseemly that AP would compare these events as if they're in some kind of popularity contest, and you wonder why AP would do it. Answer simple. The thrust of the news article surrounding the polls about gun control. AP reports that, quote, President Obama's wide-ranging package of steps for reducing gun violence faces stiff congressional opposition, particularly among Republicans. So, you see, you're supposed to come away from this realizing the school shooting in Connecticut even more important than the terror attacks in our country. That people are mad. They want action. They want guns banned. They want ammo banned. They want Obama to win. They want Congress to obey those kids who wrote Obama letters asking him to stop the violence and to ban the guns. Yes, it's true. According to AP, anger from the 26 deaths in Connecticut trumps the anger over the 3,000 people killed by Islamic terrorists. And to those damn Republicans who block Obama, all that anger is headed their way, according to AP. Why are they diving into the gutter here? Because they're liberals, and liberals just can't help themselves where they call home.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We lost a contract we really needed. Then we got turned down for a business loan. I had to know why. Turns out, most credible businesses have a D&B DUNS number that gets checked by many companies and the government before they'll do business with you. So I called Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. They reviewed my company's credit file for free. I learned our file wasn't complete and had a poor rating. I also learned I could impact what my file says about my company.
Smart business people know how important it is to check their business credit scores. It's essential. Call Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. now to get your business credit scores free. Learn how to impact your business credit scores and how that could help you get business loans, better payment terms, win big contracts, and attain the success you deserve. Call now to get your credit scores free. 888-55-PROFILE. That's 888-55-PROFILE. 888-55-PROFILE. Testimonial inspired by actual cases.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by locally owned Paramount Property Analysts, providing quality real estate appraisals and consultations for more than 20 years. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan School Board considers final action tonight to change the boundaries of Rudder and Bryan High Schools. There's a new map following a community committee meeting Thursday night. Spokesman James Edge says administrators determined not enough students had been moved from Bryan High to Rudder to make them both 4A schools.
After looking at it, it was discovered that it may have ultimately resulted in a very small shift that would have kept Bryan and Rudder in two different districts, and kind of negated the whole purpose of the plan.
Two neighborhoods are affected.
There was a very, very minor shift on one or two neighborhoods over in the downtown area, and then there was one shift over in the very eastern part of Bryan. I think the Steep Hollow area was shifted back to Rudder as opposed to Bryan High School.
Tonight's board meeting starts at 6, and you can see a copy of the new map on our website at WTAW.com. The parties involved in keeping A&M home football games during the expansion of Kyle Field have until the May Board of Regents meeting to work out a final agreement. College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz says that'll be a challenge considering the biomedical corridor agreement with the City of Bryan took 2 years to finalize.
Certainly would be a wonderful thing for us to be able to utilize those empty sometimes facilities and really help our visitor count up and make some, you know, nice tax dollars for the community. But I don't know. I've talked to several people who actually run some of those facilities, and they're going, we had no idea. We don't know anything about this. So there's a lot of stuff that's got to happen before we get to any kind of signed agreement.
The agreement in principle gives off-campus groups the chance to use on-campus facilities at cost. After battling lung cancer since last March, Ronnie Jackson with the City of Bryan is back at work. He's also gained some new perspective on life. Jackson says, without wanting to sound harsh, one of the biggest lessons to learn from cancer is that it's not about you.
It's about letting go and letting people treat you, love on you, pray for you. And that was really hard for me because I had never really been a person that was sort of in need. So to give up and let go and let people, you know, sort of take care of me was a real eye-opener. I initially had a hard time doing that.
He says he's been touched and amazed by people's loving acts of kindness. Jackson says this week he reaches his 10-month survival milestone. Today begins the third week of the state legislative session. Representative John Rainey of Bryan expects committee assignments to be announced by the end of this week.
Those of us who are freshmen, you know, are at the mercy of the House, the Speaker. And I feel good about that. He's been into our district and visited with folks here. I consider him a friend, so I think that I have a good chance of getting significant appointments.
Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station hopes to be named to Agriculture, Energy, Natural Resources, and Environmental Regulations. Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos and most surrounding counties, was named to four committees by the Lieutenant Governor. Assignments include Health and Human Services, Agriculture, Criminal Justice, and Vice Chair of Government Organization. Also in Texas government, the first draft of the Texas House budget calls for no money for standardized tests in public schools. Cassell says they're still waiting for the courts to rule before setting a number.
We will work on testing. I know that I've read a few articles in we're going to have an opportunity to help fix that. We just got to get our feet wet, especially on the, as freshmen, to understand where we are and what happened and why they made those decisions in the last legislative session.
After getting education out of the courts, Cassell expects surplus state money will be spent on water-related matters. WTAW News time is 7:34. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing tax returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Probably not. Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. Let us save you time and money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call us at Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Get your belt buckles and cowboy hats ready and shine those boots for the biggest birthday party in town. Saturday, February 2nd at the Brazos County Expo. Get your tickets now for the Cattle Baron's Ball, Belt Buckles and Birthdays event benefiting the American Cancer Society. Get those boots to scootin' with headliner Brandon Ryder along with Bo Brumble and Haley Cole. Let's raise funds and have some fun for the fight against cancer. For tickets, visit BrazosCattleBaron'sBall.org or telephone 776-1464.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine today. Some passing clouds, particularly this morning. Highs today 60 to 65. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will drop down to about 45 to 50. During the day tomorrow, we're partly sunny, and we'll find temperatures between 60 and 65. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be near 50 degrees. Good deal of cloudiness during the day on Wednesday. There's the chance of an isolated shower. Highs Wednesday 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't know if we had a dream this big.
That's one of the Harbaugh brothers talking about the Harbowl. There are two. It's the first time it's ever happened. The two brothers are head coaches in the Super Bowl, and we'll share that with you coming up in a little bit. Also, A&M women's basketball did very well over the weekend. All that and more coming up in about 12 minutes of sports.
Well, so it's plenty foggy out there. We're up here on the top floor of the Crystal Park Plaza, and as Jay Sokol used to say, it looks like we're living inside a frosted light bulb. Just looking out there, you can't really see. So hopefully you've got your headlights on. Good. Thank you. Reach down. That's it. Right there.
Because we don't want you to be a head.
Nope. Oh, very nice. Thank you. Hey, so anyway, we had the little soundbite there with James Edge having to do with a meeting tonight, just so you know, for you folks who live in Bryan, school board looking at those now redrawn attendance zones. Obviously, the whole purpose of this was so that both the high schools in Bryan could be 4A. That would make life oh so much easier in that travel would not be nearly as tough as it has been. As we've talked about, Bryan has spent their life kind of pinballing around the state of Texas trying to find areas where there were other 5A schools. And so now by doing that, it really should impact the expense in a very positive way of getting teams from here to yonder. And I would think that the coaches might enjoy the idea of being in 4A.
And to remember any kids who are concerned, remember it doesn't affect kids who are already at the high schools.
Right.
It's just going to be incoming kids.
So know that.
If you're already established and your friends are there, you're not going to be forced to switch to some other school.
Mom, I don't want to go. Yeah. And so that, and also the there's an interview that that Bill did with James Edge. It's about 15 minutes long. It's on our website if you'd like to hear more about that, or if you want to actually go to the meeting tonight. Or if you'd like to have mayonnaise on your pizza.
No, mayonnaise is evil.
Well, ranch is good on pizza.
That's right. You are. You somehow think that that's...
I'm a condiment Nazi.
Yeah.
See, I love mayonnaise, but I don't like Miracle Whip.
Well, it's not the same, though, right?
But Kevin's weird. He doesn't like ketchup.
Yeah.
Or is it mustard?
No, he's just condiments in general. That's it.
I'll eat ketchup on occasion, but for the most part, no thank you.
Can we go with salt and pepper?
Yes.
Does that work?
Okay. No, that's... See, that's...
That's a band.
That's herbs and spice.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever you may think, Domino's Pizza will now allow you to order mayonnaise on your pizza at their franchises in Japan.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, I know. You can't really get it here. And actually, I went to their website, and according to Rocket News 24, mayonnaise is the latest food craze. For instance, there's the mayo potato pie at Domino's, which will be topped with onion, corn, potato, paprika, and mayo.
Interesting.
There's the giant quattro, which is a meat lover's pizza. They quarter it, okay? And it's drenched in pizza. And what they do is a kind of a lattice work of the pizza. That's how they do it, of the mayonnaise on the pizza, okay? So you got that look going on. There's the yummy avocado shrimp pizza.
That sounds good to me.
See, I don't get... No,
I would maybe try that,
especially if it had bacon added.
Well, but bacon is good with anything. We don't need to go to bacon,
especially
obviously.
Shrimp and avocado.
Well, you could use spam and it'd make bacon. You know.
Yeah, it would.
Wow. I like spam anyway.
What do they call that? It's a Mexican dish where it's the shrimp and avocado and bread sauce.
Ceviche.
Thanks, ceviche.
Yeah,
ceviche.
Yeah.
And then there's the chicken teriyaki pizza with mayo.
No.
Again.
No, no, no.
Well, when I lived in South America, they ate mayonnaise on their French fries, and I thought that was pretty weird.
Well, no, they do that in Holland. That's where that started, in fact, is over there.
That's a British thing, too.
Yeah, that's so.
While I was in England, I never saw anyone eat mayonnaise on their fries.
Two friends
put
that
out there.
Yeah, so.
Well, maybe they're Southerners or something.
They're from Southern Great Britain.
Yeah, no, in the north of England, nobody does that.
That's the British rednecks.
Yeah.
The ones from the south.
Well, no, actually, it's opposite. They all look down on the people in the north. The north is the industrial, poorer area, and it's like the north is our south, and the south there is where all the rich gentry and people are.
Ah, there you go. Well, see, it's the way it's supposed to be if the War of Northern Aggression hadn't happened. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Oh,
that ain't different. See, that's all I'm telling you. All right, here you go. This has got to make you feel good. A new study showing that forgetting the names of common objects begins for many people around the age of... Once again, a new study shows that forgetting the names of common objects begins for many people around the age of 50. If you're not 50 and you're having that problem, hey, you're ahead of the curve. If you're way past 50 and you're not having that problem, then good on you. Research published by the Journal of the International Neuropsychological Society. Once again, a great convention. Party, those people can party.
Yeah.
Explains that people ages 25 to 90 were asked to name objects that were shown in pictures. People, now this is different. I was thinking you recall it mentally, but instead they're showing you pictures. People in their 50s took about a half second longer to name objects as people in their 20s and 30s. Fortunately, when the 50-year-olds did eventually identify the objects, they were just as accurate as the younger set. Now, people in their 60s or 70s did not fare as well. Once again, this is what you want to hear first thing on Monday morning, right, that your mental acuity continues to fall. They were both slower to name the objects and more likely to give a wrong name. I wonder if they allowed whatchamacallit
to
be an answer.
That's exactly what I was thinking, that hoochadoodle thing.
How about thingy?
Thingy.
Can we do thingy? Researchers aren't sure why this happens. They're not. Okay. You see, again, now, if they can figure that out, then I guess they'll come up with some sort of a treatment.
Well, see, I don't know.
It's called Northgate when you're younger.
Yeah, that's true.
That's where you kill the brain cells.
That does make sense. But I was thinking it had to do with, like, chronic exhaustion. Because when you're older, you know, it's harder to sleep because your body is less comfortable. You have more things that are in pain. And, you know, older people just, they don't mean to, but they wake up so early.
Is that true, Scott?
I don't know if I'm supposed to be older or not, but I don't have chronic pain. And
I sleep fine now,
but
I just would feel, I feel like, because when I don't sleep, I act like an old person. So it makes sense to me that if they're having that because they're tired. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess that could be, but I'm thinking your brain ought to be able to function, even though you're young. And, I mean, great, I understand tired, but maybe... Do you need to catch, like, some caffeine as soon as you get up? I mean, would that help you?
Oh, no, I drink caffeine.
I mean, but as soon as you get up, like, have it right there. Just boom.
Well, you it know. Doesn't matter.
Little mini fridge
if you don't
by the
get
bed.
Any sleep, yeah,
exactly.
It doesn't, all it does is make you wired and grouchy.
What is any sleep?
Huh?
And why don't you, what is any sleep? I mean, how much? Some people can function on 4 hours sleep. Some people need 8 hours.
If I get 4 hours of sleep, I'm like a psycho. Seriously.
I don't know what that means.
I don't think we want to know what that means.
You tear back shower curtains and you stab people? Why are we having this conversation? Well, you're the one who brought it up. You're saying that sleep deprivation might be part of the problem.
Yeah, I think, I mean, is that so ridiculous?
Oh, I don't know. That's
sleep deprivation might be part of why older people have a more difficult time drawing words?
My thought is that the Journal of the International Neuropsychological Society wants to get some funding. And so they're saying, here's a problem. We don't know what the cause is. You guys throw some money at us, and we'll see if we can figure it out.
We'll study some more.
So they don't want you or anybody else solving this before they get money. Once they get money, your idea may be just fine. But the whole idea is, let's get some funding.
All I know is, well, older people are always complaining and saying, just wait till you are fill in the blank. And it's either unable to sleep or in pain.
Old. Hello.
Yeah, as a senior citizen, old fossil, I'd like to say, wait a minute, what was I calling about?
Thank you, yeah.
Aww.
I don't know. There's any number of things it could be, but I think that's what it's all about, is they're trying to scare us to the point that they can get funding so that things will be better.
And maybe nutrition could play into it, too. I know that sometimes it's more difficult when you're older.
Could be.
To be able to have just...
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're living alone, you don't have much incentive to cook anything exciting like you did when you had a whole bunch of kids.
My thought, though, again, is they're not going to accept any of your theories because there's no funding involved. Even if you have the right answer, they don't want to hear it until they get their funding.
Thank you. We'll study it.
Well, yeah, I think that's it. No, you may be dead on. I just think
those
they want
are interested,
money.
Send money to Brian Broadcasting,
yeah,
and we will conduct
out.
An exclusive study here in Bryan College
Station. Here you go. A little more fallout for Lance Armstrong's confession of using performance enhancing drugs at the Manly Library. That's the Manly Library.
Dun, dun, dun. In
Sydney, Australia. Librarians have recategorized all his books in the fiction section.
There you go.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions, but the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up-to-the-fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggin's a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What are you afraid of? Maybe a more important question is, do you control what you fear, or does it control you? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe like lots of kids, you were afraid of the dark when you were little. I know I was. There's something about the lights going out that turns ordinary shadows into sinister monsters. Now here we are, years later, but we still have our monsters, don't we? They're more sophisticated than the creepy things we feared hid under our bed as children. But they haunt us just the same. It could be relational problems, health issues, or any number of other significant life changes. They're often beyond our control, and they overwhelm us with uncertainty. When you were a kid, you probably hid from your fears by pulling the blankets a little tighter under your neck. It's an emotional defense often carried into adulthood. People hide by minimizing their issues, avoiding them, or worse still, pushing them from their mind with drugs and alcohol. But hiding only allows our fears to grow into something bigger and more sinister than they really are. What we need is to turn on the lights, that is, bring our fears into the open. Discussing our circumstances with someone we trust can renew our perspective and give us a greater sense of clarity. Once those monsters have been shrunk down to size, they're not so scary and will seem much easier to manage. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Hi, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Two big football games this past, yesterday, as a matter of fact, both the AFC and the NFC title game. Joe Flacco threw three touchdown passes all in the second half to lead Baltimore to a 28-13 win over New England in the AFC title game. The Ravens shut down Tom Brady and the Patriots' offense in the second half to earn a trip to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. And here's Joe Flacco after the game.
After that four-minute drive, when we ran the ball, got a couple first downs there, and we came off the field, it seemed like we were going to go. And I think we're going to go, because they could always score and get an onside kick and, you know, get a two-point conversion. Anything could happen. You know, we've seen it all. But we were pretty confident over there. At some point, I tried to tone down the celebration a little bit just in case something like that did happen.
So the NFC side saw Frank Gore score the second of his two touchdowns in the middle of the fourth to give San Francisco a 28-24 comeback win over Atlanta in the NFC Championship game. Gore's go-ahead score capped the NFC Championship game record comeback for the Niners, who trailed 17-0 early in the second quter. Here's Jim Harbaugh on his defense.
We rose up there at the end. I mean, that was a great finish for our defense. They put an exclamation point on the game and got the stop.
This is the first time in Super Bowl history brothers will be the opposing head coaches in the NFL's game. Jim Harbaugh for the 49ers, John Harbaugh helms the Ravens. And here's John about the dream matchup for the two of them.
I don't know if we had a dream this big. You know, we had a few dreams. We had a few fights. You know, we had a few arguments, just like our brothers. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we'll try to stay out of that business. We'll let the two teams duke it out as much as possible.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is in New Orleans, Sunday, February the 3rd. If you're looking for more Manti Te'o stories, Katie Couric will have him on TV on Thursday, but nothing really new has broken that story. Number 20 A&M women's basketball, led by freshman Courtney Walker. She had 12 points to lead the upset of number 12 Georgia in Athens, 64-46. That score wasn't even close to what it could have been. The ladies just ran away with it. Junior Kelsey Bone fought foul trouble throughout most of the game and only spent 25 minutes on the court, but was able to score 10 points and collect 8 rebounds on the night. Freshman Courtney Williams was the only other player in double figures in the game, with 10 points and 2 of 2 behind the 3-point stripe. The stifling Aggie defense prevented any of Georgia's players from scoring in double figures, and the Aggies run their record to 14-5. They're now 4-1 in the SEC, and will next see action Thursday in Starksville as they take on Mississippi State at 7 o'clock with all the action live on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone, our sister station. Fellas didn't fare as well. Trevor Lacy scored 14 points and hit a game-winning jumper with 9 seconds left for Alabama to overcome a 14-point halftime deficit and beat Texas A&M 50-49 Saturday. Here's Coach Kennedy after the basketball game.
Hard-fought game. I thought Trevor Relaford did a good job of taking the game over in the second half. Really proud of our team for competing in a tough environment. Made too many mistakes, turned the ball over too much in the first 5 minutes of the second half. And you got to give Alabama credit. They found a way to win.
Guys will hit the road Wednesday to take on in Baton Rouge to take on the Tigers. 7 o'clock on the tip-off for that game, and it's all live right here on WTAW.
The horn sounds, and the Mavericks move to within 3 games of the final playoff spot in the Western Conference with a 111-105 victory over the Orlando Magic.
Sean Marion had 20 points. O.J. Mayo and Vince Carter added 15 apiece for the Mavs, who are now on a 5-day layoff before they take on San Antonio. In the NHL, Josh Harding, which is nice to say because they're finally back on the ice, Josh Harding stopped all 24 shots he faced in his first start since being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and the Minnesota Wild blanked the Stars 1-0 yesterday. Dallas Cowboy tight end Jason Witten is among the finalists for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Awards. Arizona receiver Larry Fitzgerald and Cleveland's Joe Thomas are among the other two who could be honored. The award will be presented in New Orleans in a television special on the eve of the Super Bowl. And finally, in the PGA, Brian Gay birdied the second extra hole to win the three-round playoff to capture the Humana Challenge for his fourth PGA Tour title. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards and More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards and More. And Awards and More does silk screening for T-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards and More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Get ready to say wow, get the Suddenlink difference going for you. With Suddenlink high-speed internet, you have the fastest, most reliable connection in the area. Offer as low as $30 a month when you bundle. Laptops, iPads, tablets, smartphones, Kindles, gaming consoles, all online without any problems. Connect everybody's new device to the internet wirelessly at the same time. And there's always tech support available for you 24/7 with Suddenlink. Plus, there's Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV package where you get free HD. Tons of great programming. It's available for you as well. And you can get Suddenlink home phone service for only $25 a month for the rest of your life. That can all be yours. All you need to do is give them a call at 1-800-915-1866. 1-800-915-1866. I mean, we're talking 15 megs of high-speed internet for as low as $30. And remember that there always are video-on-demand movies for you to see, sometimes weeks and weeks ahead of time. For instance, last week, Taken 2 came available on video-on-demand from Suddenlink. That's 28 days before Netflix and Redbox. And later on, before the end of the month, Hotel Transylvania will be added. So, getting a DVR changes the way you watch television. There's video on demand, plus the offers that you've got right now. It's all yours at 1-800-915-1866. 1-800-915-1866, or go to suddenlink.com for more information.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust.
And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com. The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Well, he said it, not us. The Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, drew laughs during an inauguration party in Washington, referring to himself.